You know, whenever there's a second term for a president, typically you will find cabinet officials who decided to move on. They're tired of all the grind in Washington, D.C. They're trying to regain their sanity. So yesterday, Lisa Jackson, she is the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, cabinet position with President Obama. She announced that she will leave her position after the State of the Union address in January. She joins us this morning. New Orleans on. Lisa, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. I'm fine. How are you?
So what's the deal? You couldn't get any good gumbo in Washington, D.C., so you said, look, I got to go. I can't stay here.
Look, I make the best gumbo in Washington, D.C.
Don't let me hurt your feelings now, my gumbo. Don't start. Don't start. So you decided to resign.
We'll have that.
Okay, no problem. So why did you decide to say, look, I've had one term. That's enough, Mr. President. I got to get out of here.
No, it wasn't that way at all. It was more that, you know, you come to a place to do a job, and after 4 years, I felt like I had had an incredible opportunity, but quite a record, and had done what I went to EPA to do. As you well know, Environmental Protection Agency, incredibly important in my mind to all Americans, but certainly to African Americans. This is the air we breathe, the water we drink, and too often we're the ones most impacted by pollution. And I wanted to make sure that vital agency, that really was my very first agency and that I spent almost 25 years at, was headed in the right direction, was a strong advocate for public health, for addressing climate change, for helping the president address his priorities around clean energy, clean water.
Now, the EPA is an incredibly important position, but you have been under tremendous attacks, especially by folks on the right who did not want to see many of the regulations put in. Then you have folks on the left who say, look, you guys haven't done enough. And so you were in a very, very tough position.
Well, you know, I don't think there's ever been an EPA administrator who doesn't say that there are strong voices on both sides. I do think that the voices on all matters political have become more and more strident since President Obama was elected. But I will say this, that we set out to make common sense progress. We did, and we also set out with the president's support to show that you can't recover from an economic recession, as he's led our country to, if you do it at the expense of our air and water, because you really, it's a short-term gain, but a long-term big problem. When air is polluted, that air enters our lungs, it crosses into the bloodstream, and it causes illnesses like heart disease and respiratory illnesses in our lungs and high blood pressure and premature death. So, you know, if the way you're going to make progress is to let someone pollute our air more, then all you're doing is making your own workers and your own children and your own citizens sicker. And that's not the kind of recovery we wanted. We wanted one that was for the American people and that was built to last.
And one of the things that you've also done in this position, I mean, you have been extremely aggressive in getting African Americans to understand how vitally important the Environmental Protection Agency is. We might think of Housing Department and Health and Human Services, but we are adversely impacted by negative environmental conditions.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of us know that, but we don't think about it and put it front of mind as I think we should. As you noted, I grew up in New Orleans. I always tease people two ways. I do not sleep outside. I am a city girl, so this is not about I'm a granola-eating, Birkenstock-wearing camper. I actually love the city, but I know that...
No alligator wrestling for you.
What'd you say?
No alligator wrestling for you?
No, that's not happening. But you know what? I want to make sure a child standing on the street corner in New Orleans or Newark or Chicago or any urban area has clean air to breathe while they're waiting to go to school, because that's making them sicker or aggravating asthma symptoms they might already have. And so it's really important. We've strengthened our relationships with HBCUs over the last 4 years. We've made extra efforts to reach out to moms groups like Mocha Moms and the Moms Clean Air Task Force, full of women. You know, one of the most moving things recently when we did our last standard on soot pollution was a mother who had been advocating because she lost her daughter. She was a Latina, but she lost her daughter at school to an asthma attack. And she had decided that what she was going to do is make sure people of color understood how important clean air is to us.
Lisa, well, we certainly appreciate it. You've been great to come on this show on TV One's Washington Watch. Good luck, and thank you for all your work, and we'll be seeing you around. And be sure, don't go out and try to drive an SUV now.
That's not going to happen.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Roland. Wish you the best.
Appreciate it.
All right. Happy New Year to you, bro.